Today, we're diving into some exciting developments in the world of AMD GPUs, memory performance, and even a glimpse into advancements in robotics and AI. Let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. We'll explore the performance benchmarks of DDR5 4800 versus DDR5 6000 with the AMD Ryzen 7 9850X 3D, revealing how memory speeds impact gaming and workloads. 2. LibCamera 0.7 has been released, introducing GPU acceleration for soft ISP, promising up to 15x performance improvements. 3. We'll touch on the latest from NVIDIA regarding their collaboration with Mercedes-Benz for an L4-ready S-Class vehicle, showcasing the intersection of AI and automotive technology. 4. Lastly, we'll look at NVIDIA's new open physical AI models introduced at CES 2026, which aim to revolutionize robotics and autonomous systems. Let's kick off with the performance benchmarks of the AMD Ryzen 7 9850XX3D. Foronix recently published a comprehensive analysis comparing DDR5 4800 to DDR5 6000 memory speeds across over 300 benchmarks. This is particularly relevant given the current market dynamics surrounding DDR5 memory pricing, which has seen significant volatility. AMD has positioned the Ryzen 7 9850X3D as capable of delivering solid gaming performance even at the lower DDR5 4800 speeds, thanks to the architecture's second-gen AMD 3D V-Cache. This is a critical point for developers and gamers alike, especially when considering cost-effectiveness in system builds. The benchmarks revealed that while DDR5 6000 does offer some performance enhancements, particularly in memory-intensive applications, the difference in gaming scenarios is often marginal. For example, during testing on the ASRock X870E Taichi motherboard with Ubuntu 25.10 and the Linux 6.17 kernel, the performance impact of using DDR5 4800 versus DDR5 6000 was minimal for many gaming titles. This could lead to significant savings for users who might opt for the cheaper memory option. However, it's crucial to evaluate your specific workload requirements and whether the slight performance gain from higher memory speeds justifies the cost. Transitioning to our next topic, the LibCamera 0.7 release is generating buzz in the Linux community. This update introduces GPU acceleration support for the Soft ISP, which stands for Software Image Signal Processor. The significance of this update cannot be overstated, as it allows for a substantial performance boost, up to 15 times, when processing images compared to CPU-only implementations. In practical terms, this means that applications relying on image processing can now leverage GPU resources more effectively, leading to faster debayering and enhanced image quality in real time. This is particularly advantageous in scenarios where hardware ISPs may not be available or are underperforming. The preliminary tests conducted by Linaro on Qualcomm hardware have shown that this approach can dramatically improve throughput, making it a game changer for developers working with image processing in embedded systems. Next up, let's pivot to some news from NVIDIA, specifically their collaboration with Mercedes-Benz. The new S-Class vehicle is built on the NVIDIA DriveF platform, which is designed to enable Level 4 autonomy. This architecture integrates advanced AI systems with a safety-first approach, allowing the vehicle to navigate complex driving scenarios that traditional systems might struggle with. What's particularly fascinating here is the dual-stack approach, combining AI-driven decision-making with classical driving algorithms to ensure safety and reliability. The NVIDIA DRIVE Hyperion architecture is foundational to this, offering redundancy in computing and sensor modalities, which is crucial for maintaining operational integrity in the face of potential hardware failures. This collaboration exemplifies how legacy automotive manufacturers and cutting-edge AI companies can work together to redefine the driving experience, making it safer and more efficient. The implications for developers in the automotive and AI sectors are profound, as they can now leverage this advanced technology to create more sophisticated applications for autonomous driving. Lastly, let's explore NVIDIA's unveiling of new open physical AI models and frameworks at CES 2026. These tools aim to accelerate the development of robotics and autonomous systems, providing developers with a comprehensive toolkit that spans from simulation to real-world deployment. The introduction of OpenUSD as a standard for sharing 3D data across these tools is particularly noteworthy. It allows for the creation of accurate digital twins, which can be utilized in simulations to test and refine robotic behaviors before they are deployed in real-world environments. This modular approach not only streamlines the development process, but also enhances the safety and efficiency of autonomous systems. For instance, Caterpillar showcased its CAT AI Assistant, which integrates natural language processing directly into heavy machinery, enhancing operator interaction and safety. Similarly, LEM Surgical demonstrated its FDA-cleared robotic surgical system that utilizes NVIDIA's technology to improve surgical precision. These applications highlight the practical implications of NVIDIA's advancements in robotics, which could lead to significant improvements in various industries. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the convergence of AI, robotics, and advanced GPU technologies presents an exciting frontier for developers and engineers. With AMD pushing the boundaries of memory performance and NVIDIA leading the charge in autonomous systems, the landscape of technology is rapidly evolving. It's an exhilarating time to be involved in GPU development and AI, and I can't wait to see how these innovations will shape our future. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay curious, keep experimenting, and I'll catch you next time.